All right, let's see if we can win that national spelling bee, boys.
Ah, yeah, I saw the young lady spelling that final word last night.
Did you get it, Chase? He's not even here.
I'm here.
No. Cymotricus. It's Cymotricus.
Yeah, it's C-E-Y something or other.
That's wrong.
To crush.
Ding! Is it a ding when you lose?
Yeah, it's
wrong?
A ding when you're, when you're out.
Instead, it's applause, 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 applause.
Or
applause,
C-C-Y-E? Applause,
it's a C-Y-M-O-T-R-I-C-H-O-U-S. It just means like wavy hair. You know, it's something if you got wavy hair.
What's really neat is like last night when the girl was winning it, she knew she had it. I mean, she, you know, like halfway through the word, you know, she knew, yep, that's right. I've got it. I've won. And she just kind of like, you know, like doing a dance in the end zone as she finishes off the word. It was fun.
Now, do you think that they're going to have to, before we have a problem, we need to be preemptive about this.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to make sure there's not spelling smack at some point? Got you, sucker. Yeah, I don't know. Is it down to like two people? Is that what it was? I don't know.
Yeah, it was the finals. Yeah.
Sakanya Roy.
Sakanya.
14 years old.
She's of Indian descent, and what they say it's a third or the fourth straight from India to win it, I believe.
With an Indian background?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$40,000
right,
in
Indian
cash.
Indian heritage,
and,
I should say.
$40,000 in cash and prizes. So that was the 84th Scripps National Spelling Bee. So
how long
it was on ESPN.
Yeah, it always is.
Yeah, it has been.
What does the color commentator say?
Oh, man, you know, she, boy, you could just see it right there on her face. Okay. She had the letter right there. She was probably going for the R, but she went for the S instead. You hate to see that.
Okay. One of the ones I really like is darts, you know, when they have that on TV. Because, again, I should try to hit it, okay? I mean, besides where you need to score in the double and the triple and all that. But listening to those guys, because they have to talk so fast between the darts, now he needs to get this. And that's really fascinating to me. And I remember Scrabble once, and that was mildly interesting. You ever seen Scrabble? Because ESPN would do Scrabble as well.
I remember the old game show with Chuck Woolery.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about ESPN would do, like, the Scrabble championship, and they'd have, you know, somebody talking about he needs a triple, you know, whatever here.
But see, that's, I mean, there is, don't get me wrong, there is skill, but then you also have just the draw of the tile.
Sure.
So there's a degree of luck that's involved, too.
But what does the color commentator say in the spelling bee? Because, I mean, you know, either got it or you don't.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know how you become an, as you say it, Chase, do you watch for the furrowed brow? I mean, what is it, the quivering lip? What is it that makes you know that?
Oh, Bob, we go back to the replay here, and you can see, boy, just it's in her eyes right there. She didn't feel it. She was going for the triple word score.
And, just didn't happen.
Didn't pay off. And,
All right, Leslie Nielsen, of course, no longer of this world.
Right.
But left everybody with one last laugh. TMZ.com.
Captain, how soon can you land?
I can't tell.
You can tell me. I'm a doctor.
No, I mean, I'm just not sure.
Or can't you take a guess?
Well, not for another 2 hours.
You can't take a guess for another 2 hours?
No. I mean, we can't land for another 2 hours.
Now stop calling me Shirley.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Leslie Nielsen, engraved on his tombstone, let her rip.
Let her rip.
Wow.
So, you know, that's leaving us with something special after the fact.
I thought you were going to say that this was the line.
Now stop calling me Shirley.
Yeah,
that would be epic.
That would have. That would have been good. That would have. Police were quick to respond to an alligator sighting in a Kansas City neighborhood, but it wasn't until after the second rifle shot bounced off the beast that ossifers realized they were shooting at a concrete lawn ornament.
Oh, my. Very nice.
Dang.
I realize gators are still, but come on, guys.
Yeah.
Throw a raw chicken at it first.
Yeah.
Police tell
or
the Kansas,
cat.
Yeah. Police tell the Kansas City Star that the get some dental floss, tie its leg. Never mind. The alligator looked real. Yeah, no kidding. Sitting in the weeds near a pond.
Sounded like a freight train.
Right. Turns out the guy who owns the land put the fake gator there to keep kids off the property. Well, I guess it worked to some extent, but
now he's got a fake gator with bullet holes in it.
Right.
Yeah, or bullet chips.
Yeah.
Because it bounced off. So. Not exactly sure how that's going to work out. San Francisco man knows how to party. 50-year-old Tim McGowan busted for DUI. three times in 3 days in three different cities.
Yeah.
Atta boy. He'll be held on $50,000 bail, faces 2 years in jail. Aside from that, you know, probably has some things that he doesn't remember that might have been fun. Did you hear about this laptop that was stolen in Oakland, California, and what happened? It was a pretty interesting deal. The Consumerist reports, the guy's name was Joshua Kaufman. His MacBook was stolen from his apartment. So he calls the Oakland PD. They refuse to help because they only respond to violent crimes. So he figured out how to activate the built-in webcam on his laptop remotely. He turned that on, was able to get pictures of the thief. Then he took those and he sent them to the police, and they made the arrest.
I'll be darned.
I thought they only investigated violent crime.
Well, I guess because he gave him the perp, they were able to move on that. And what if you took a biker and had him fight with the driver of a
priest and a rabbi?
No.
Put it on my bill.
And had him fight with the driver of a Toyota Prius. Who do you think would win?
Well, I know. When you say biker, do you mean Harley or?
Biker.
Or
yeah.
Schwinn.
No. Happened in Kiski, Pennsylvania. During a road rage incident, the Prius driver allegedly jumped out of the small, eco-friendly car, smashed the biker with a metal pipe.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
You bring a pipe to a fist fight, who's going to win?
And the International House of Pancakes, have you heard about this? They're suing the Missouri ministry that calls itself the International House of Prayer.
Really?
Yeah.
For IHOP?
IHOP, that's right. Trademark infringement. IHOP claims consumers are confused between pancakes and prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get them confused all the time.
One's IHOP.com, the other's IHOP.org. IHOP filed a similar suit last year, but it dropped it last December when both sides agreed to mediation. Apparently, the talks broke down, so we're back on it.
Yeah. Every night I hit my knees and eat my pancakes.
Yeah. You get free coffee refills.
When you leave town.